Hi, today we're going to talk about Logic Apps and how you can integrate applications together using some of the great new features that we've got. I'm John Fancy, I'm a program manager on the Microsoft integration team, and I'm joined today by Jeff Holland here, who's also a program manager on the same team. So we look after everything integration in Microsoft. So what are we going to cover? Well, we're going to talk about what Logic Apps are, just a quick 101 on why you'd use these things and what you can do with them, how you can extend Logic Apps functionality, because you know we're all developers, this is a great audience, so we want to show you how to build code and have that use as an extensibility point into creating your own functionality and plugging that into Logic Apps. And we'll show how super simple it is to be able to do that. We're going to wrap all this up in terms of a cool demo. We're going to show you a kind of enterprise type scenario where we're going to take data from an FTP server, we're going to do some work on it, we're going to integrate with Service Bus, and then we're going to push it out to a SQL server. And then finally, we're going to show you how you can get started with this and some of the resources we've made available so that you can sign up and start kicking the tires on Logic Apps and give us some feedback. So first off, you know, what are Logic Apps? Well, Logic Apps are really a simple to create workflow engine in the cloud. So what you have is you have a web-based browser, so there's no client footprint, there's nothing to install, you can just go straight to the Ibiza portal, you can create a new Logic App, and you can start composing that workflow. So there's no coding necessary unless you want to sort of create extensibility points from the product, which you can absolutely do. So Logic Apps consist of two main constructs. We have connectors, which is how you get data in and out of a Logic App, and we also have the logic itself. This is how you can define things like the control flow of the Logic App, the order in which things happen, and we have a rich expression language you can use to influence that and to do testing of the various data items that flow through the Logic App. So you can start to compose a thing and put it together and create, you know, pretty sophisticated workflows all in the browser, all without having to resort to writing code all the time. So there are a way to connect applications together, how to compose data, SaaS services, and your own line of business applications and systems so that you can create using a rich set of connectors, hybrid capabilities, which are coming as well, which will allow you to connect down to on-prem, to data sources there, or in the cloud, to your own data sources like SQL Azure, or to SaaS applications like Salesforce.com.
Yeah, one of the things that we love with Logic Apps is, right, everyone's got their data in these different services, some in SQL, some in DocDB, some in Azure Search, some in an on-premise system, and Logic Apps is really a powerful tool to let you weave all of those things together, create workflows and logic on top of that in really incredibly simple ways as well.
Absolutely, yeah. So here's what we're going to build. I'll just give you a quick walkthrough of kind of what it looks like from the sort of architectural level. We've got an FTP server that we're going to be polling. So we're going to have files that are going to be dropped to the FTP server, and we're going to pick up an Excel file, a CSV file, and we're going to parse that out using a custom API app. That custom API app is going to spin over that file, and it's going to get split out for each record. We're then going to push a message to a Service Bus topic, and we're going to pick that up from another Logic App, which is going to subscribe, pick those messages up, and is going to push into a SQL database.
Yes, so, yeah, this is a common pattern that we see with a lot of enterprise integrations where I've got some event that I need to have happen, and in this case, it's this FTP file added, and when a certain condition happens, I need a series of other Logic Apps or systems that are going to trigger. And so the integration with the Service Bus topic here really enables that scenario where you could have a number of different systems or Logic Apps that will all trigger off of the addition of this message into the topic. And we'll see that run as we go through the demo.
Okay.
Now, I guess we'll go straight to the demo. So the first thing I'll show you, this is actually the Logic App Designer. But before we even get to it, to kind of give some context to the demo that John had that slide to explain, this is an example of the CSV file that we're going to be uploading into the FTP server that we want to have insights into. So somehow I have a CSV file, and in this case, this has a bunch of transactions that have occurred. So you'll see I have a row for transaction date, I have a row for price, I have some other row for location and different timestamps. But what I really need is, while this is in a CSV now and it's going to be an FTP server, I need that data in a place that I can use it. And for me in this scenario, that's going to be a SQL server. And I also want some logic to happen. And in this case, it's if I have ever performed a transaction that was over $5,000, I want this to go to a special topic for a high price transaction. Maybe I want a text message or an email, or I need some other system to kick off for higher orders for approvals or those types of things. And that's all very possible in Logic Apps. And the one thing I want to emphasize as we start building the Logic App is I'm going to build this first part from complete scratch, right? This is going to be from nothing to something incredible. And it's amazing to see how simple these types of integrations are, where I can take the data that's important to me and flow it through a Logic App to have the insights that are important to me as well. So to do that, let's actually switch here to the Logic App Designer. Now, as John mentioned, we have a number of connections. We actually have what here you'll see in the designer. We have Microsoft Managed APIs, where these are a number of popular SaaS services or Azure services that you can connect to natively. But you can also integrate your own custom APIs. If you have an API hosted in Azure, or really an API hosted anywhere that is exposing Swagger metadata about itself, you can integrate that natively with the Logic App. And we'll show you how to do all of that. So for now, I want this to trigger whenever an FTP file is added. So I'm going to go ahead and add that step. And one of the great things about Logic App is for a specific action, you actually have this property here, which is connections. So you notice for an FTP server, I could actually have a number of different connections. I might have my dev connection. I might have my production connection. And during Azure deployments, if I'm using something like the Azure Resource Manager for my deployments, I could create or assign different connectors or connections to different actions. So if I want to have my, you know, dev environment with all my dev connections and my production environment with all my production connections, that's very achievable through the Azure Resource Manager. Another great thing here, and again, the fact that I haven't had to write any code and I'm talking this easily to an FTP server is incredible, but I'm able to navigate directly into that FTP server through that connection, find the exact folder that I want to monitor, and choose it. So now when I save this Logic App, this Logic App is going to start monitoring that folder, and whenever a new file is added, it's going to start off a Logic App with that file. So the first thing that I want to do with that file, since I know it's going to be a CSV file, is I actually want to convert that file into JSON, where I can parse it and find some specific values. In this case, it's that price field. I want the price to be over 5,000. Now, we don't yet have today a CSV to JSON converter in the engine, but that's okay, because we actually have an open source connector in GitHub, which does CSV to JSON for you. So you notice I'm able to select that, which is hosted in my personal Azure subscription. And this Logic App is now looking at the Swagger metadata for this API, and it says, hey, I can tell you have one method, and it is CSV to JSON, and when I click it, it knows what it needs as a body. Now, if I had an API that needed a name, an address, and a phone number, the Logic App Designer would show you all of those fields that the API requires and let you fill them in at the designer. The other really impressive feature with Logic Apps, and a huge area improvement that we've had in the last few months, is this idea that your data is easily flowed through the app. So I know that when I'm at this step, here's some of the properties that are going to be available to me. I'm going to have the file content, the file name, and I can easily just flow that through my app. So now I want to say, hey, get the file content from this FTP file, push it into this CSV to JSON connection, which will convert this into a JSON file. So now in my next step, I want it to loop over every single transaction, look at the price, and do something if the price was over $5,000. So I can go ahead and add a condition. And for this condition, again, this API is exposing Swagger that tells it what the shape of the data is going to be. So the designer knows that, hey, for each one of these rows, I'm actually going to have a price property. And when I select that price property, the Logic App Engine is smart enough to say, hey, I actually know that there's a price property per every single row in the CSV. So I'm going to loop over every single row for you. So there's looping as well. And you can explicitly define it, or in this case, the designer is going to infer it. Based on this condition. So I'm going to say, hey, if the price is ever greater than or equal to 5,000, then I want to do something. Again, I very quickly, without having to have done much work, have a Logic App that will trigger, get an FTP file, and tell me if I ever had a transaction over $5,000. And finally, to enable this pattern that we were mentioning of publish and subscribe, let's do service bus. I want to send a message to a service bus topic. And this message will include information that I could have different subscribers to. Maybe I have an on-premise system listening to this topic. In this case, I'm going to have another Logic App listening to this topic to let me know, hey, I had a high-value order, and let's give it some information about it. So in this case, I'm just going to create a JSON object that says, hey, here was the price of that order, and here was the name associated with that order. And again, it's so easy to flow my data through. Even though I was working with this complex CSV file, because I'm using this extensible custom API and because I'm using Swagger, my data is right there in such an easy way to consume and understand. I'm not having to write custom parsers or all this other crazy stuff. The designer just handles it all for me. It's really powerful. I'm just going to finish setting this up. The content type I want to be, I'm setting it some JSON, so I want to set the content type to JSON. And for the entity name, I actually have a topic called high price. And I want to make sure I'm using the right connection to the correct service bus topic for this all to work. Okay, so there's our Logic App. From beginning to end, this will now do everything we want. I can actually save this right now. And that's going to start, as soon as I saved it, now it's going to start listening on that FTP file server and say, hey, I'm ready for when a file is dropped. So should we drop a file, John?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So I'm gonna go ahead and open FileZilla. Oh, it looks like I have an old one here, so I'll delete it now so I can override it. And I have that exact CSV file that we were looking at earlier. And let's go ahead and drop that in. And in this case, I have this logic app set to a standard SKU, which means it's going to look every minute. So this could take up to a minute for this to find it. You can use a premium SKU, and this will check every 15 seconds. But while we're waiting for that to trigger, I'm actually just going to quickly pivot over to the second logic app that I created ahead of time, because there are some points I want to call out here. So this is the second logic app. This is the one that I created, which it's really simple. It pretty much says, hey, when something is added to this topic, and in this case, I have a subscription to that topic called Logic App, I want to do some action. Now we have this SQL connector, which has gone through and it knows all of the table names that I have. So it knows that I have a table name called High Price. And when I selected it, just like with the Swagger metadata, this knows here are the different fields that this table has. Now this looks different than our other one, right? We're not looking at those pretty tokens. And that's because for some of this, I wanted to use some of our workflow definitions. So if you actually click this help plate in the Logic App Designer, we have this workflow definition language, which gives you some powerful functionality within your Logic App that's very useful.
So the key thing we want to call out here is, you know, how we can take an existing, you know, data stream that's flowing through and have multiple Logic Apps potentially and implement a pub/sub type subscription pattern. So we've got one Logic App that's going to churn through a file and spit out messages, and then we can have other Logic Apps fire off the back of those messages and create a sophisticated integration pattern where we can have data going to SQL, we can have data going to Oracle, we have data going to a SaaS service, all feeding off that original file that was processed.
That's right. Yep. Perfect. So now I've switched to this code view where I can use that workflow definition. And you see I've just done some functions like set a GUID for the ID, take the content of this topic and convert it to JSON since I was passing in JSON, and grab the name and the price, and then finally set a timestamp. So that's it. Again, this code view is very nice because this is the JSON definition of my workflow. So every logic app that you create has this code view behind it. I can copy and paste this definition into a resource manager template and deploy this from PowerShell, and it would deploy this exact same logic app to wherever I needed it to go.
And yeah, and just to add to that, you know, you saw in the designer how super easy it was to create a kind of an if-then-else type construct and do a conditional test on whether it's greater than 5,000 and do something specific. If you switch to CodeView, you can really use the Logic Apps language and create very sophisticated tests on your data in a really powerful and easy-to-use way. We have a really rich expression language that lets you implement all kinds of things and the actual logic of the Logic App itself.
Oh, that's perfect. So that's set there long enough in the FTP server. Now it's the moment of truth. This is the SQL server. I'm going to go ahead and click refresh, and we should see some new records added from that. There we go. So if you look here, I had a number of new records added. So these map to individual transactions that I had in that CSV file. So we see that this logic app worked. It took that CSV file, it parsed it, it did some conditional logic on it, and then it added it to a system that's more meaningful to me. So now these transactions are not in a CSV. These transactions are in my SQL database with the fields that I cared about. The GUIDs were generated, the timestamps were generated. It was extremely easy to do and powerful to get that data that mattered to me and get it to the places that I wanted them. So we can actually switch back
great
now.
Stuff.
Yeah, it's very powerful, honestly. There's so much more we couldn't even touch. So we hope that you take some time to go and create your own logic apps as well.
That's right, yeah. So just a quick recap of what Jeff just built right in front of you. Two logic apps. The first one's gonna feed off an FTP server and process files as they arrive. It's gonna shred them by using a custom API app. I'll talk a little bit about more of that in a second. That CSV parsing app is then going to spit out more data, which goes to a service bus topic. Then we have a second logic app, which is going to feed off that and do some more processing, and we're going to push it, you know, you saw us push it to SQL Azure. You know, super easy, you know, a really simplification of a common enterprise integration pattern. We've got publish subscribe, we've got SQL Server, we've got, you know, data coming from all over the place, and we can do conditional testing and routing of that data around, you know, between logic apps and really put it wherever we want it to go. Okay, so just, you know, a call to action. You know, this is really just a taster of what you can do with logic apps in this session. you know, try it out. You know, we're in preview. Give us feedback. We've got some great feedback vehicles. We've got a Twitter. We do a monthly webcast. We've got a blog. So, you know, we regularly update the service and introduce new features. The code that Jeff wrote to actually do the CSV file parsing is available. We want you guys to have that too. So we put that out on GitHub. So you can grab that and set this up for yourselves and see how it works. You can see that, like, you know, that code itself in that API app is like 20 lines of code just to shred that CSV file. And you can as soon as you do that and deploy it, it lights up immediately, you know, in Logic Apps. You can just pick that and have that participate in your workflow. Super easy.
Perfect. So thank you all so much for joining today. Feel free to reach out to us for any questions, and we hope that you enjoy this service.
Great. Thank you.